We're joined again by Sarah Crilly, a man of the match winner in the Accies versus Stonehaven Cup match, which Accies just won 9-1. Sarah, must feel good to win 9-1.
Yeah, it was good. Really good team performance, I thought, considering the conditions of the park. But girls done well, played good football.
Yeah, the guys are usually used to playing on a slightly smoother surface. But c'est la vie, the old cliche says it's the same for both teams, and you put in a great performance. Anything stand out for yourself that you're particularly pleased with?
I set up a few.
Five at my count.
Five, but I should have scored about five probably.
Well, as we said beforehand, you're always your own worst critic, but it's always great to see you play. The youngsters go away on international duty this weekend, and is there anyone that you think is particularly deserving of a slot at the starting 11 for the under-19s this week?
Cara McBeery, hands down. Great season with us. She showed, like, I was at camp, she's done really well, so she deserves to start, but she picked up a wee knock today, so hopefully she'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Cara come off there and she's hobbling a little bit, but hopefully some ice treatment will get rid of that. Just thinking about the season going forward, another win, and that's four in a row for Accies now. It looks a bit different to what it did maybe 6 months ago. How do you think the season's turned around, and maybe do you think of any contributing factors that have caused it to do so?
I think we're just all familiar. Like, we started out with a completely new team, really, and everybody's just kind of getting comfortable with each other. We're starting to take chances, creating more chances. Like, that's three games now and scored, like, I don't know, 19 goals or something like that. So that's good.
Yeah, and obviously we had a friendly win chucked in there as well. So the key things, though, are these defending. And Kevin Murphy didn't look too happy at conceding one. Then the girls raised the intensity again and scored another four. You yourself, are you taking a little break this week, or is it back to training for you as we prep for Falkirk?
Back to training, twice a day, every day.
Is that through your involvement with the National Academy?
Yeah. We're training twice on Monday, twice on Tuesday, twice on Thursday, twice on Friday.
But you're not lonely anymore, you've got Megan Cunningham through there with you as well, haven't you?
Yep, makes the journeys more bearable.
Sarah, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.